100 Word Stories. Today's story is called Bloody Word Games. It's by Lawrence Simon. Most people work out the crossword in pencil, but confident people work it out in ink. Then there's the crazy ones who do their crosswords in blood. I'm not talking about scratching a nib against a mosquito bite. No, these are the wackos who slash a wrist or a thigh to get their own blood. Even though this tactic guarantees a free-flowing supply, it puts a rather draconian time limit on your puzzle. Well, that, and you'll stain the newspaper and the table and the carpet. Speaking of which, what's a 10-letter word for binding wounds? Hurry, I'm blacking out. Well, that's it for today's 100-word story. You can check out more in the archives at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You can leave a comment there guessing what the 10-letter word for binding wounds is. I won't give you any other hints. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.